From Tibbetts on April 29th, 2013, this is Safari Updates Add Extra Layer of Java Protection, written by Agen Schmitz. Further locking down macOS 10 against Java security exploits, Apple recently posted updates to Safari and new versions of Java SE 6 to close up multiple vulnerabilities. Each of the Safari and Java updates is available in two versions, with one for those running macOS 10 10.6 Snow Leopard and the other covering 10.7 Lion and 10.8 Mountain Lion. Both versions of Safari, that's 5.1.9 for Snow Leopard and 6.0.4 for Lion and later, introduce a new scheme for enabling the Java plugin to run on a site-specific basis. When you encounter a Java applet on a website, you'll be asked whether you want to allow the applet to run or to block it. If you click the block button, the Java plugin will always be blocked from running on that particular website, though you can toggle the setting by visiting the new site-by-site Java management settings in Safari's preferences. Do this, choose Safari Preferences, and click the Security tab, then click the Manage Website Settings button to the right of the Allow Java option. A new pane appears listing the websites that you have encountered the Java plugin. You cannot manually add websites. Click the pop-up menu to choose from four levels of Java access for that site. Ask before using, Block Always, Allow, and Allow Always. The Block Always and Allow Always options are fairly straightforward in their behavior, with the Java plugin stopped each time with the former, though the rest of the site will still render, and always initiated with the latter. However, Apple warns that the Allow Always option should be used only for thoroughly trusted sites, such as a company intranet site, and we at Tibbetts concur with that. Choosing the Ask Before Using option reverts to the initial behavior of querying you whether to allow or block the Java plugin each time it's encountered. Note, however, that if you choose to block the Java plugin from running when asked, the website will be marked as Block Always in Safari's preferences. There's no way to block the plugin for a single visit, but you can always return to the preferences to adjust this behavior. If you choose Allow, the Java plugin will run without bothering you as long as there are no critical security issues percolating in your currently installed version of Java. If an update is available, you'll be directed to download that version. In addition to the Java options, Safari 6.0.4 fixes a WebKit-related zero-day vulnerability that was uncovered by the Pwn2Own hacking competition in March 2013. According to Apple's security notes for the update, it closes a hole with SVG files that could lead to the standard unexpected application termination or arbitrary code execution. On the Java side of things, both Java for OS 10 2013-003 and Java for macOS 10 10.6 Update 15 update Java SE 6 to version 1.6.045, which eliminates a large number of vulnerabilities found in the previous version of Java, that's 1.6.043. The updates mirror the changes made to the latest version of Java SE 7, which is available only from the Oracle website, since Apple stopped releasing its own versions of Java with version 7. All of these updates are available via the App Store app for Lion and Mountain Lion, or Software Update for Snow Leopard, and direct download, apart from Safari 6.0.4, which must be downloaded from the Mac App Store. For the Java updates, Apple reminds you to quit any web browsers and Java applications before installing. As we noted in the last round of Java updates, this might be a good time to remove Java entirely from your system if you don't rely on Java for any critical applications. Some major apps that still use Java include CrashPlan, Adobe Creative Suite, Minecraft, and OpenOffice. To learn how to extract this increasingly troubled technology from your Mac, check out Rich Mogul's MacWorld article on disabling Java, which also includes instructions on how to isolate its use in Safari, Chrome, and Firefox browsers. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks to Agen for writing this, and I hope he feels better. He's sick in bed today.